It's time to fire up that 16mm projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? And that officially means it's time for Jeff Tuckman. He is our DVD video guru guy who joins us once a month. Talk about DVDs and movies and Blu-rays, what's coming out, what is out. And if you guys have questions, it's 312-981-7200 for Jeff Tuckman. And we always comes in bearing gifts as well. And we'll tell you what we're giving away this morning. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good. It's good to be on for the last show of the year.
Yeah, well, I mean, the last show that I'm hosting,
right,
of 2018. The time slot will continue through the new year, but I won't be back doing another live show until January 2nd. So a little time off for the holidays. So thanks for coming in, Jeff. I really appreciate it. And Jeff, you've been in the video business for, well, since its inception, essentially.
Well, that's right. I mean, help open the very first video store in Chicago.
Oh, how about that? That's right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for questions for Jeff. By the way, we want to give a shout out to our listener, Matt. He loves our show and he's a longtime listener. Matt, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Matt. So Jeff, you always bring stuff to give away. And usually we have three of the prizes to give away. This morning we have four. And tell everybody what we got.
Well, thanks to Michael Krause at Foundry Communications and people at Time Life, one of the best collections I've ever had of the Three Stooges. There's 13 discs.
Right.
And it's everything you've ever wanted from the Three Stooges. There's 45 hours of content, Nick. Included is the 87 short films, feature films, animated cartoons. I mean, it's unbelievable how many classics are part of this. And I tell you, if you weren't a fan of the Three Stooges, if you win one of these collections, you will be, and everybody you bring over to the house also will be.
Yeah, it's 13 discs, 45 hours, 87 shorts, plus the animated stuff and movies. And it gets all the Stooges are featured. We're talking about Curly Joe, the two Joes, Shemp, and then Curly and Larry and Moe, of course. And it goes across their career. It is really amazing. It's the Time Life, the best of the Three Stooges. It's volume 1 through 3 with 13 discs. It's a really amazing collection. So if you're a Three Stooges fan, yeah. Now, we've got four of these to give away. And so why don't we do that right now? Let's give away the first copy, okay? Let's go with caller number 6, okay? Is that good, Dan? Caller number 6 at 312-981-7200. Caller number 6, 312-981-7200, and you will get a copy of this incredible collection of the best of the Three Stooges. It's unbelievable. So we'll give away our first one coming up here. Okay, Jeff, hang on, okay?
You got it.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Jeff Tuckman is here to answer any and all of your questions, DVD, Blu-ray, video-related, tech-related, and, of course, if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can tell us about it or who's in it. We will we'll help you out with that, too. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 floors above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's the final show of 2018, for me at least. I'll be back on January 2nd. I'm taking a little break for the holidays, so we're having some fun this morning, bringing in Esmeralda Leon to join us live in studio. We'll have a lot of fun with her and talk about what she's been doing. We got all of our regular Friday features, including a holiday-themed Fly Jams Friday. That will be coming up a little bit later on. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. If you have a question for Jeff Tuckman, who's here live in studio, if you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it, we'll help you out with that. And any other questions that you have, DVD or Blu-ray or tech-related. Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be here, Nick.
All right, and we are giving away an unbelievable a package this morning. It's from Time Life, and it is the best of the Three Stooges. It's a 13-disc set with tons of hours of greatness, from the shorts to the cartoons to the feature-length movies. All the Stooges are included. This is like the ultimate collection of the Three Stooges. And we have our first winner this morning, and it's Joanne. Joanne, congratulations. You were caller number six.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. So you're a Stooges fan?
Well, I would like to be. This is going to be something new for me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll enjoy it. Anyway, so hang on, Joanne. Joanne's our first winner. We got three more of these to give away. There you go. Now, if you have any other questions for Jeff that you want to get in here now, we'll give away a few more of these Three Stooges packages in a little bit. So just stay tuned here. And again, if you have questions, text or call at 312-981-7200. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
This movie is driving me nuts. It takes place in a restaurant. This girl is being trained for first day, and she's like a blonde, like Drew Barrymore or Nicole Kidman or somebody, pretty famous like that. And, oh, that's the whole movie. It's her being trained to be a waitress. I think it's from the 90s.
Okay, so it's a blonde actress who's being, the whole movie is her being trained to be a waitress?
Yeah, then at the end of the movie, the guy goes, well, maybe tomorrow something interesting will happen.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's not ringing any bells for me, Dan. But we'll keep your radio on. Maybe somebody will know.
Please.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, Dan seems to be annoyed by not being able to remember. If it's the entire movie is just a woman being trained to be a waitress, I'm not sure how that would work or how compelling that would be. But if maybe somebody knows. Maybe somebody knows what it was. He said it was probably in the 90s, and it was kind of a Drew Barrymore-esque actress, perhaps. And it was about a girl being trained to be a waitress. I know it wasn't Waitress, because that's not what that movie was about, and it was Carrie Russell was in that movie.
Right.
In Waitress. That would be Carrie Russell. So she's in that movie, and of course this.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do. So, all right, 312-981-7200, that's out there in the ether. Maybe somebody will know what it is. here's Lisa on WGN. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, the film is about a man who's had his hands chopped off. I think it's in another language or something. And his hands are creepily going down the hallway, regarding... I'm not entirely sure that it's even real, but I thought I should ask.
All right. Well, I know that there have been movies about hands that were crawling around. There's The Crawling Hand. There is the one with Peter Lorre. Also, there are a bunch of movies. Or The Beast with Five Fingers is another one. There have been a lot of movies about chopped off hands coming back to life and crawling around. That was a thing. There was a movie called The Hand.
Yeah.
It was Oliver Stone's second movie as a director. The Hand with Michael Caine. So you've got the beast with five fingers, you've got the crawling hand, you've got the hand with Michael Caine. That's like a whole subgenre that I guess I didn't realize was so popular. But it's, I guess, the old chopped off crawling hand genre has gotten its due. Lisa, I don't know if it was. Now you're saying it was both hands that got chopped off. Maybe that's a sequel, Dan. Perhaps. So, anyway, well, Lisa, we got that one out there, and then we also have the one, we'll have the movie where the woman is being trained
as a waitress.
So that's the whole movie. So we got some chopped off. What's going on this morning here? We got chopped off hands crawling down the hallway, and we got a whole movie about a woman training to be a waitress. You sure that wasn't like an industrial training thing or something that somebody watched? So anyway, that's out there. 312-981-7200. If you have any more of the questions, Lisa, we'll keep it out there. And if anybody knows of a chopped off crawling hand movie that features two hands, because the ones that I mentioned only feature one. The beast with five fingers, the crawling hand, and the hand with Michael Caine. Those are all just single hands. It's not double hands. But if anybody knows that, you can help Lisa out at 312-981-7200. All right, Dan, how about we give another package of the Three Stooges away while we can get a winner while we're at break, okay? So, again, this is the best of the Three Stooges, all three volumes. It's a 13-disc set loaded with shorts, cartoons, feature films. Every Stooge is represented. If you are a Three Stooges fan, you must have this collection. It's the best. And we're going to go with caller number 7 this time, okay? Caller number 7, 312-981-7200. Caller number 7, 312-981-7200 is going to get this incredible Three Stooges collection. So caller number 7, you will be our winner. Jeff, hang on. We got a break for the news.
Yep.
All right, Jeff Tuckman is here. He's here to help you out and answer your questions. And we got more Three Stooges stuff to give away as well. 312-981-7200. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here. It's Friday, so that means Fly Jams Friday. But it's a special holiday edition of Fly Jams Friday. All the other regular features coming up. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. And we're also going to be visited by our great friend Esmeralda Leon, who will join us after 2 and hang out with us till the end of the show. This is our last show of 2018 before the holiday break, and we hope everybody has a fantastic and safe holiday season. And I will be back live on Wednesday, January 2nd. So we're going to have a fun morning here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Jeff Tuckman is with us. Jeff, welcome back.
Great to be here, Nick.
He is here to answer any and all of your tech, DVD, Blu-ray, or movie questions. If you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you kind of crazy and you want to know, you can tell us about it or who's in it, 312-981-7200. We are also giving away an unbelievable prize here, Jeff. Time Life, the best of the Three Stooges, 13 discs, over 85 hours. It's got shorts, cartoons, movies, everything. We're asking for caller number 7 before the break in the news, and that would be Richard. Richard, congratulations. You got yourself this collection of Three Stooges.
Oh, thank you so much. When I heard you were giving out that Three Stooges gift, I had to have it, and I had my finger on the phone ready, man.
Well, you got in, man. Congratulations. You got it.
You made my day. You made my holiday, and I just want to thank you both so much.
So you sound like you're a big Stooge fan, Richard.
Oh yeah, I go way back. My father used to listen to used to watch the Stooges all the time. Yeah, we were into the Stooges all the time. Wow. I think even now I can sit back and watch the Stooges and I'll just bust out laughing. Yeah. I love watching them.
Well,
yeah.
you're gonna have a great time with this collection, Richard. Congratulations and thanks for listening. Hold on. There you go. We've got two more copies of this incredible Three Stooges collection, and you know the people at Time Life do some really amazing stuff.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, they have their hand or their pulse on the public, and they really understand what it takes to get to the public. Because, you know, obviously, you talk about it all the time, Nick, all the different avenues of product that's available to you. And so when you have to create something that you know people can get excited, I mean, they do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think about, for example, when they came out with the Motown 25. You know, what a great, great set that is, you know. And in fact, right now, they've got a Robin Williams. I don't know if you've seen the info commercial on TV. It's great. It is like 22 discs.
Of Robin Williams?
Of Robin Williams. It's 50 hours of Robin Williams. It's all his HBO specials. It's amazing.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff right there.
Yeah, it's called Comic Genius.
Wow.
I always loved Robin Williams anyway. Even before before Mork and Mindy, he was doing stand-up.
Yeah.
But it was all improv.
Yeah.
And he was the best.
So I didn't know, wow, that's a lot of footage, man. My God.
Yeah. and what's nice about it is that he was loved by by everybody. And there's so many great interviews. And all the things that Robin did, you know, comic relief and everything else that he was known for.
Right.
You know, and really was a great actor, too.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, actually.
but you know what?
You know, God bless him. People love the guy, I was never on board. I was never on the Robin Williams bandwagon.
Well, you know what? If you saw him live, which I have,
yeah.
I mean, he was.
No, hey, listen, the guy could walk in and just without saying anything, work the room like nobody. There's no question about it. He just wasn't my cup of tea.
Right. I mean, when I think about someone live, I mean, Robin Williams is tremendous. I think about Sam Kinison, who I love seeing live. I mean, it's totally like 360, the opposite. But
well,
I'm just saying.
You know, I saw Sam Kinison. I saw Sam Kinison live, and just was I was astounded. I remember I went with my friend Joe to see him. We saw him at Park West, and about a halfway through his set. My friend Joe leans over to me and he goes, "This guy's not going to live too long." He said that. Now the thing is, but he didn't die the way that a lot of people thought he was going to die, because he had a lot of problems with addiction and drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. So everybody thought that was the way he was going to go, but he died in a car accident. And he was sober. And
that's right.
Yeah, and so you know, like it was one of those deals where it was like that. How ironic is that? That the guy who was just a party maniac. Went out and he was sober and he got into a car accident and died.
Yeah, right, I know he was in movies, he did a lot of stand up, he was on HBO, whatever. But the point is, when you see these guys live,
yeah,
I mean, that's where they really shine.
Let's see, we got a few questions that came in. By the way, if you guys have a question for Jeff, a Blu-ray, DVD, or a movie question, and again, if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it. We can probably help you out there, too. The phone number and text number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 773 area code says, any chance of the original Transformers Season 3 coming to Blu-ray? So that's Transformers, the animated TV show. So they're wondering if season 3 is going to be on coming out on the Blu-ray. Now you have some release dates in front of you.
Yeah, I mean I'm sure it is. It's just a matter of time. Because eventually just about everything is released, especially the Transformers they really have a big following.
Well, there's a new Transformers movie coming out today.
Oh,
it's a movie called Bumblebee. It's I guess it's a prequel. I don't know. I don't follow any of that crap. I hate the Transformer movies. I didn't watch the Transformer movies are unwatchable. They're terrible. But the TV show, the animated TV show, a lot of people love that, and that's what this caller is texter is talking about. We'll look it up. See, Transformers season 3. On Blu-ray, but it's not on the list that you have in front of you.
No.
On the release, because you have a release, you have stuff that's released all the way through through next year, right? Or the beginning of next year.
Yeah, I have it through the end of January.
Okay, and not so far.
No.
Okay. All right, and we'll look that one up to Blu-ray. But Transformers season 3. Okay, how about this? 224 area code. When will Red Sparrow be available on DVD? That was. Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, I think that's. Is that out already?
I thought that. Yeah, I think it is available.
I think it's out already.
No, it is out available.
Yeah, let me look here.
Yeah, Red Sparrow is available.
It is. Yeah. Red Sparrow is available. It's also available on. You can watch it on Prime Video. It's also on demand, and so you can download it. It's available digitally, and it's available on DVD.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, you can check that out, Red Sparrow, which is actually a pretty good movie that nobody went to see when it came out, which is too bad because it's a great sort of old fashioned spy thriller. So there you go. How about this one? 301 area code says, "Will the old TV series?" THE The Cat, will it ever get an official DVD release? THE The Cat.
Nick, I remember that there were some rights problems with that, but I think that I saw it on the auction sites, but as far as being able to get it from the store, I think it was being held up at one time. I know that for a fact.
Okay. Let me see here. Yeah. The complete DVD, so 1966, 67.
Yes.
Was when that was out. And it is, let's see, I'm looking here.
I'm surprised
the cat. It's
they haven't resolved it. Since.
It's a complete DVD. Yeah, these are old because it's not. It's it was out at one time and now it's been discontinued.
Right.
But I think you can find it. I'm just looking right now, and you can actually find it on an auction site. I'm looking at one place here, and it's going for $40. It's out of stock though right now, so they're out of stock. But there was a release of it on DVD. It was seven DVDs. It was a seven DVD set that had the entire series of The Cat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you go to a different auction sites,
right.
you have to bid on it,
right.
But that's one way you can get it.
That's the only way because it's currently not in release. But this one site that I went to is out of stock. But you know that doesn't mean that like eBay or some other places won't have it. So, all right. Well, there you go. You guys have any more questions? It's 312-981-7200. Okay, Jeff, why don't we do, we got two more Three Stooges to give away. Let's do one right now.
You got it.
Okay, again, this is the best of Three Stooges from Time Life. It is a 13-disc set. It's hours and hours and hours of entertainment, which includes the shorts, the cartoons, the full-length movies. Every single Stooge is represented here. If you're a Three Stooges fan, this is unbelievable. So let's do caller number five this time. 312-981-7200, caller number five at 312-981-7200 will be our winner for another collection of the best of the Three Stooges. 312-981-7200. Jeff, hang on, okay?
You got it.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Jeff's going to tell us what's coming out and give us a preview of some of the new things that are going to be available on DVD and Blu-ray. And if you guys have questions or if you're going nuts because you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it, we'll help you out with that as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we still have, after we get a winner here, we still have one more Best of the Three Stooges package to give away. So stick around, and we shall return. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio is here. That's me, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It's Friday morning, and it's Fly Jams Friday, but it's our special Fly Jams Friday because it's the holiday Christmas edition of Fly Jams Friday. So if you have any Christmassy or holiday-themed Fly Jams, R&B songs, funky stuff that you want to hear, you can call us later on. DJ Shagru will be spinning the holiday discs, 312-981-7200. All of our regular Friday features will be popping up this morning, including Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. And our good friend Esmeralda Leon is going to join us live in studio to hang out with us. We'll catch up with her. She's the best. We miss her every morning on the show, so we like to have her back as much as we can. And we'll have a little round of For the Record. Skip Skipley's on the way, and more. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Jeff Tuckman is with us. He stops by for his monthly visit. Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be here, Nick.
And the great people over at Time Life, again, we want to thank them.
Yes, we do.
For the best of the Three Stooges, a 13-disc set that has hours and hours and hours of unbelievable entertainment. If you're a Three Stooges fan, this is a must. And we were just asking for caller number five, and we have a winner, and it's Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Nick. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Are you a Three Stooges, you a Three Stooges fan?
Well, growing up, my mom would never let us watch it.
Uh-oh.
But we have a couple of boys, and my husband and our boys just love the Three Stooges.
Okay, great. Well, you have, like, the ultimate collection now, Pam. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you so very much.
Hang
on
a second. Hang on. I find it interesting that two out of the three winners were women, considering that the reputation is that women don't like the Three Stooges.
Well,
but I also, she did preface it. Pam did preface it by saying, we have boys, and my husband and my boys love the Three Stooges. I know that's a generalization, you know, like women don't like the Three Stooges. I know some women who like the Three Stooges, but for the most part, it's a guy thing. The Three Stooges is a guy thing. So
yeah, it is, but I think that they're so universally loved, if you think about it. It's still relevant today.
Well, the Three Stooges are still funny. I mean, I laugh out loud at the Three Stooges when I watch the Three Stooges. I love them, and I'm in the minority. I'm a Shemp guy. Shemp's my favorite stooge. And I know that, you know, people are like, what are you, nuts? Because, you know, Curly, everybody loves Curly. And I love Curly. Curly's hilarious. But I'm a Shemp guy all the way. I think Shemp's the funniest stooge. I think Shemp is the best stooge. And he was the original stooge. When they first started, Shemp was the original stooge. Curly was the replacement for him. And then when Curly got sick and left, Shemp came in. And then we don't have to talk about, really don't have to talk about the Joes or Curly Joe. So, but all that stuff is represented here. So there's a big bunch of history here in the for the Three Stooges. So.
You know, and Nick, I also want to mention, you know, part of this too. There's a 9-part documentary on here called "Hey Mo, Hey Dad," which takes fans behind the scenes with the family of the Three Stooges, and they share footage and photos that nobody's ever seen before.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, this is really an incredible collection. There's no question about it. So all the Three Stooges fans, we got one more to give away. Why don't we go ahead and do that? Dan, we'll go ahead and do that. Let's do caller six this time. Caller number six at 312-981-7200 for our final, the best of the Three Stooges to give away with a 9-hour documentary and all kinds of incredible stuff and all the, it just, this is the best. The best collection that you could possibly have for the Three Stooges. 13 discs full of Three Stooges. So caller number six will be our winner at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for more Three Stooges. Okay, Jeff, what's what do you want to tell us about that's being released soon?
Well, this week there's some pretty cool releases. One I liked a lot, The House with the Clock. In its walls.
That's a Jack Black movie.
Jack Black, really,
yeah, that was an entertaining movie. Cate Blanchett. They're both really good in it. That's kind of what carries it. It's but yeah, no, that was an entertaining movie. And that comes out this week.
Yes, it's out this week. Also this week, The Predator.
See, now here's the deal about that movie. That nobody went to see that movie. Nobody went to see it in the theater. And it's the best Predator movie since Predator 2. With Danny Glover from years and years ago, Danny Glover and Gary Busey.
And a lot of people felt that way, absolutely.
And no, this is a very entertaining movie.
Oh,
the Predator is a very, very entertaining movie, and I was really upset that nobody went to go see it, because it's action-packed,
it's got a
really good cast, Olivia Munn is in it, and that right there, visually, you got something to, you know, to enjoy. And Keegan-Michael Key and Thomas Jane are both part of the ragtag group of renegades who go after the Predator. And together, those guys are hilarious, and they're great in it. It was a very, very, very entertaining movie. Shane Black wrote and directed it, who has done a lot of great stuff, including Iron Man 3 and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He wrote Lethal Weapon. It's a very entertaining movie, and I'm sure that it'll do well on DVD and on Blu-ray.
And very timely, Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11/9,
Michael Moore's documentary about the Trump administration and other things.
That's right. Also, Judd Apatow, you know, loved Gary Shandling, and he has a really, really cool documentary called The Zen Diaries.
It's amazing.
Of Gary Shandling.
It's amazing. It was on HBO. I watched.
Yes, it was.
It's incredible. If you're a Gary Shandling fan, and that's available now too.
Yes, that's this week.
Yeah, and
I highly recommend.
No, it's great. It's really, really great. Judd Apatow knew him really, really well, and actually had access to his real diaries. So you get to hear from the actual diaries and actually see the in his handwriting the diaries, and it's very, very thorough. They talk to, you know, his family, his friends, the co-stars. There's footage that's never been seen before anywhere,
right.
And they talk about his entire career. It's a great documentary. It is really, really great. And I'm a huge fan of Gary Shandling, and I watched it immediately when it was on HBO.
Yeah, do you remember he called himself the spiritual warrior?
Yeah, it's a great documentary.
It really is. Yeah. And there's a couple of titles that came out in the last couple of weeks that I just wanted to mention. That, I mean, number one on the charts is a Tom Cruise Fallout. I mean, people are renting
it
like crazy.
Is unbelievable.
It's a great movie.
It's action packed from beginning to end. Mission Impossible Fallout, and it's what's amazing about those movies, Jeff. It's very, very rare that you can have like 6 movies in a series and they're all good. That doesn't happen. That just does not happen. And this is the best one of all. This is the best Mission Impossible movie of them all. It's great. People should definitely check it out. It is great.
And it's a terrific cast also.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, besides him. And also, in, since last time, Denzel Washington and Equalizer 2.
Equalizer 2.
Which I liked a lot, which is big on the charts, too.
Let me stop you there for a second.
Go ahead.
We got our winner, and it is Paul. You have won the final collection here of the Best of the Three Stooges.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I'm very happy about that. They're so funny, way beyond their time. You know, when they, you know, with shows today like Impractical Jokers and Jackass, they were phenomenal for their time.
Yeah. Well, all right, Paul, congratulations. You got it. You are our final winner of the morning.
Appreciate it. I also want to say happy holidays. I'm always listening.
All right, buddy, take care. There you go. Paul's our winner. He got our last package here, the Best of the Three Stooges from Time Life, an incredible collection. And congratulations to all four of our winners this morning. Okay, you want to tell us a couple more things?
Yeah, in January, beginning of January 1st, Night School comes out. I think on DVD it'll do real well.
The Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, later in January, Halloween.
Ugh.
With I had high hopes for that, actually.
Ugh.
I know.
I did too. When I first heard, when I first saw the trailer for it, when I first heard that they were doing it,
trailer was good.
Trailer was great. Movie sucked.
Yeah.
But it made a lot of money. Made a lot of money.
Right.
No. And you know what? And I really hate to say that because Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. And anybody who listens to this radio show knows how much I adore Jamie Lee Curtis. But that was a bad movie.
Right. And also later in January, First Man.
Great movie that nobody went to see.
Nobody went to see it.
And one of the best movies of 2018, First Man, which is about Neil Armstrong, played by Ryan Gosling. That's one of the best movies of the year.
But I think that people will discover it.
Yeah, but you know what?
This
is a movie that should have been seen on the big screen. You know, I saw it in IMAX, and it was incredible. I mean, you know, I'm glad. I hope it gets a following. I hope people see how great the movie is. But and then when they watch it, you know, I mean, you know, people have giant screens in their home and stuff. But when they watch it at home, they're going to be like, "Oh, damn! I should have saw this in IMAX." And you should have.
Yeah, terrific movie.
Yep.
Also, February, The Girl in the Spider's Web.
Nobody went to see that either, and that was a good movie. What the hell's going on here?
I'll tell you another one that comes out on February 19th, Star is Born.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Well, listen, February 19th will be right after the Academy Awards, and it'll be right after it wins a bunch of Academy Awards, because that movie's going to be nominated for everything. Star is Born can be nominated for everything.
Well, especially music, too.
It's going to be Bradley Cooper's going to get two nominations. Lady Gaga's going to get a nomination. They're both going to get nominations for the music. It's going to be a big night for Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Well, first of all, it worked.
It's a terrific movie.
I mean, they had chemistry,
they did.
And it worked.
Yep.
And last thing, March 5th, Creed 2.
In theaters now, too.
Yes.
Right now. Then that's another good movie. Lots of good stuff coming out.
All right.
Well, Jeff, thanks for coming in, and thanks to Time Life for the four winners of our Three Stooges. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
Looking forward to it,
yep.
Nick.
And we'll see you in January.
Okay,
All right,
see you
that's
then.
Jeff Tuckman, everybody. We'll take a break for the news, which is coming up right after this.